Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Billy, Dusty, and Frank bringing us back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer. Is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Mark Babbitt, founder of U-Turn, president of Switch and Shift. What other brilliant credentials have you got, Mark, that we don't know about? Author of A War Gone Social, co-author of A War Gone Social. What else?
Well, you know, we just it's so funny. We just talked about adding value. We just rebranded Switch and Shift to what we now call Work IQ, which is based on workplace intelligence and specifically social intelligence, and so we keep evolving and we keep moving, and I'm also doing some work now for a wonderful organization called the Digital Citizenship Institute that's helping our from the classroom to the boardroom, helping people understand how important digital citizenship is.
Tell us about that.
So, unfortunately, Jim, and you've seen this, I'm sure all your listeners have heard this and seen this. From the top down, especially in North America, we aren't exactly exhibiting great human ethics online, and we're shouting at people, and we've lost the ability to have a strong debate. Discourse seems to be a thing of the past, and we need to come back to full circle and be human again, as we talked about in the first segment. And so that's what the Digital Citizenship Institute is working toward. Mm-hmm. When you're online, it's important to be a good person. It's important to treat people with respect. It's important to actively listen to the other person and not just shut them down because you might not agree with them fully on a point.
I've got a theory on why we're having so much problems with this right now. Mark, I'd like to tell you and let you see what you think about it. You and I grew up in an ethical with an ethical catalog. Catalog of ethical elements, whether they were the innate ones that you and I have as humans, or whether they're the ones that humans have created, like laws and regulations. So on trust on one end of the other spectrum and regulations on the other end of the spectrum, these are all ethical things. We've grown up with them as being so much part of our lives. You and I don't even think about them. We've known each other for 7 years almost, and we don't more than that, I guess. And we don't even talk about ethics. We're just ethical, right? You and I are ethical with each other, but we don't talk about it. So my point is, with the digital age replacing what I'm calling the analog age, if we're not talking about our analog ethics, when are we going to start talking about our digital ethics? And I think what's happening is the new world we're entering is demanding that we have ethical elements, an ethical catalog that we haven't developed yet. What do you think?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And I think for too long, social media was the wild, wild west. And people would go online and do and say, and under this false belief that we call cloaked anonymity, mm-hmm. we believe we can just go be anybody and respect, frankly, kind of got pushed by the wayside.
You're saying in the previous segment, you're basically saying the bill for all that, the societal humanity bill for all that is coming due and payable right now.
It is, and here's our reality. Because some of us have not exactly been great role models online, social, digital media, we've kind of taught our kids and our future leaders that it's okay to be like that. It's okay to be divisive. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be argumentative. It's okay to be, frankly, a jerk online. And what we're trying to do is say, you know what, that's not okay. It's not okay to disrespect people online.
Yeah.
It's not okay to blurt out whatever you think, let's call it fake personal news, without any facts and then walk away. And so we're a bunch of us a bunch of us old-timers in the social media space are working very hard to bring ethics back into the digital conversation.
We've got to get intellectual honesty reestablished. We've lost it over the last few decades, actually. And the intellectual honesty, the epitome of intellectual honesty would be where you and I disagree vehemently on a topic, but because we respect each other and because we want to get all the ideas out as much as possible and not lose our friendship, for one period of time, I take your side and you take my side. That's intellectual honesty. When you're prepared to argue the other person's point for them, and they do for you, we've got to get that kind of tolerance back in our world, don't we?
Well, we certainly do. And what you just described is what we would call social intelligence, or let's forget that there's digital and social involved. Let's call it emotional intelligence.
Yeah.
And because of this quote down in the anonymity, we've kind of lost that ability, and it's so important to get it back, especially for us small business owners and entrepreneurs trying to build an integrity-based business.
I think this movement is actually could be a positive thing, because it shows the genuineness. The genuineness of most small business owners just stands out in an environment like this, in a climate like this.
Well, I tell you what it does, Jim. It builds trust.
That's right.
Right. It doesn't just build respect. It doesn't just build integrity. It builds trust.
But the big question we have to have, Mark, is what is trust? What does digital trust look like? That's the big definer we've got to decide. Hey, Mark, I need your website.
You are absolutely right, sir.
I need your website quickly, please.
Check us out at workiq.com, WORQIQ.com.
IQ.com. Check it out. Mark Babbitt.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.